Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris and it's February the 1st, so it's February and February actually. And it's quite confusing really at the moment because there's two sets of questions for February, the hashtag February. And the original set of questions is from Sawyer GB here on Audioboo, Jonathan Sawyer, who set up February last year and posted a few questions this year. But those questions, we've been trying to get them out there a little bit. But Audioboo themselves have come up with a set of questions too. So we now have two sets of questions, at least for the first week. Audioboo have done, I think, 20-odd questions in total. And we've only got seven questions at the moment, although we're creating more questions on an audio forum on G+. So to make matters a little bit confusing this year, there's two sets of questions. But the wonderful thing about that, of course, is you can answer either set or both sets. So if you're feeling really up for it, you can do two boos a day with a February hashtag. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do the February hashtag, and then I'm going to put the Sawyer GB hashtag to indicate these are the questions that are inspired by Jonathan Sawyer, and the subsequent questions that are hopefully developed in the audio community on G+, and that we'll talk about later, hopefully, on Audioboo. And then I'm going to hashtag any questions that I do that Dolores has talked about and posed, and I'm going to hashtag them February and put the Dolores tag. I think I should tag it Dolores. And that way people can differentiate if they want to. But I can differentiate anyway, it helps me. But this first boo is the question really that was a really good question, I think, from Jonathan. Was what have you been doing since last February? That was the first question of Jonathan's questions. What have we been doing since last February? Well, a lot's happened for me, really, since last February. In March of the 4th, just after February had finished, I started dating someone new. And we'd been in touch with each other for about 6 months previously. And we sort of made it semi-official, really. And a lot of you on Audioboo know who that is. It's Kate. And Kate's here on Audioboo too, as Kate Sparkle. And so we started dating, and that's really nice. And we've had a lot of good support from our friends about that too. And so we're as Audioboo is celebrating its second year, we'll be celebrating our first anniversary in just over a month's time. And that's quite good. I'm looking forward to that. In fact, I'm seeing Kate next weekend. I do plan on a little surprise for her at some point. But anyway, I'm not going to say anything here because she might listen to this Audioboo and I won't want to spoil that. What else have I been up to? Well, in September, I went on a pilgrimage. I walked across the north from the, let me think about this, from the northeast to the northwest of Spain. I started actually in France and it was a 500 odd mile walk that I did in the month of September. It's a walk I'd been planning for two or three years, really, and I finally got to do it, and it was a really good thing for me to do, and I'm still reaping the benefits of that. I still have memories, and I'm still finding things about that expedition, that walk, that pilgrimage, even now that's inspiring me. And I'm actually planning a new walk in April. I'm going to do the Cape Wrath Trail in Scotland, setting from Fort William and going up to the northwest tip at Cape Wrath. And I'm walking that with Dean Reed, who's here on Audioboo and on Twitter too. And myself and Dean are going to be walking that one. But that's what we're doing. We're planning that within the last year. So that comes into what have we been up to in the last year since February. And I'm also starting some new work this month in the February. So I have a new partner. I've done a pilgrimage. What else has happened? Well, there's some other good things too. I've sort of made contact with my brother, my younger brother. We've never been really close. But over the Christmas period, my brother stayed with me for a couple of weeks while he sorted some difficulties out. And it's brought us together. And the same thing with my daughter. My daughter's recently made contact with me. We've been estranged for 2 years. She's refused to speak to me for a couple of years. But she's turned 16 now, and she's back in touch, and that's building slowly again, and I'm really, really happy about that. And I think all told, last year has been a really good year for me. It's full of positives, and so I can't complain at all. I mean, when I really think about it, I mean, new partner, new work, pilgrimage that I wanted to do, took a month out to do that, back in touch with my brother, back in touch with my daughter. It doesn't get much better than that, really, does it? Negatives? There's always negatives, but nothing major. I suppose I was knocked off my bike a fair few times last year, 12 times in all. And I think since February until today, I've been knocked off my bike 11 times in those 12 months. And the last time was a couple of weeks or so ago, where I dislocated my shoulder. And I did do a boo about that a while ago at the time. So, yes, but those things are minor. I'm used to being knocked off my bike. I'm used to the idiots on the road. I'm used to car drivers. I'm a car driver myself, though I haven't driven for a while. So I'm not being holier than thou on that. It's just that car drivers are absolute idiots. They just sit in their car and think that's it. There's no one else exists. I know this because when I see them on their mobile phones as they hit me, as I see them looking to the left as they're pulling out of a junction instead of looking to the right, and then they don't notice me coming and I have to swerve to avoid them. I know they're idiots, so I'm quite qualified to say that. But that's the only negatives, really. The positives far, far outweigh. So it's been a really great year. And I'm hoping everybody else's year has been really good too. I'm just looking at the February hashtag on Audioboo, and currently there are 754 boos with the February hashtag. But I would imagine they're going back to last year as well, of course. So it's a pity we can't tag them each year with a February, then followed by 1-3 for the year 2013. I might do that as well in this boo, just to differentiate it. I'm also going to hashtag this AudioMo. AudioMo has an official site, official place on the website now, set up by our very own Earnmander here on Audioboo. It's all things audio. AudioMo was for the month of, was it November? October. Audio based in October, but it's all things audio, really, and all things audio projects. And also there's a community, like I say, on G+ called Audio, so you can search that out. It's a public community. And that's a good place to get together if you want to find out more things about audio. Lots of audio boos are posted on there, and voice bows and things like that. So that's really good. So all good this year. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there now because I'm rambling. And I shall speak to you all soon. I shall probably do another boo later on for Dolores' questions. And then I'm going over to voice bow. And I'm going to record some Febboeries over there. Anyway, it's all going to be a busy, busy month for audio. Looking forward to it immensely. Thanks for listening. And thanks for Dolores for her questions. Thanks for Jonathan Sawyer, Sawyer GB, here on Audioboo for his questions. And thank you all for contributing. Speak to you all soon. As always, if applicable, God bless.